Do you ever just look around your house and think, I need some new decor in here? Or even just one little thing. I went to Lily and Grace recently at Langtree, and they have the cutest stuff, and I just got new pillows. And man, what a world of difference it's made. So check out Lily and Grace in Langtree today, or go to tjriggins.com/LG.
What is new radio?
New radio is
streaming everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Hello. Everybody is in a great mood today. Thank goodness. Even Lindsay. Lindsay, has that mirror always been on the wall behind you?
No. It was on this wall in front of me. Mm-hmm. It can't be seen on the screen, so I put it there. But now I'm mad because that was like my makeup mirror in between segments. I would like check my face, and now I can't do it.
Okay. Well, and then you can see the reflection of the ceiling fan in it.
Right. I'm not loving it.
All right. Well, wouldn't you put a picture of your family up right there for everybody to see?
No.
No.
I don't have a really good family picture that I'm decent in or that I look good in.
All right. So it's kind of hard to get your family to join you in a bikini shoot.
Right. Wet t-shirt in the waterfall.
I don't see Steve getting out there with you.
What if I hung up my old lady cat calendar right there?
It's sick. No. Awesome.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Lady cats is what the when the Charlotte Hornets were called the Charlotte Bobcats. That's what their dance team was called.
Yes.
And that's how long ago it's been since Lindsay has been a dancer.
And I've never actually seen anyone hang it up except that one guy in our old office at the radio station.
Oh yeah, the calendar thing.
Yeah. Just in his cubicle.
It was uncomfortable. Lindsay went to meet him, and when she started working with us, and he had her calendar up in his cubicle already. So it wasn't like, I'm going to get my friend Lindsay's calendar and put it up here. He'd already had it.
Yeah.
He was like,
that's not you. That's you? Like he didn't know. Yeah.
Did he leave it up on your month all year round?
I mean, when I saw him, it was on January, and it was not January.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Come on.
Get it together.
Get it together.
He acted like he had no idea who I was.
Mm-hmm. Those were the days. Yeah. The fun days.
Mm-hmm. Was it fun?
Now we're just a bunch of shut-in broadcasters. Can't get out of our houses.
Yeah. But we have better coffee, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right. Sure. So yesterday we had a very funny piece of audio that came from a viral video that that, you know, proves that church doesn't have to be boring. Church can be exciting. So that's today's In Case You Missed It replay. Next,
TJ, Riggins, and Lindsay want to thank you for listening.
Let's go.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Book your stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful hotel with fun events like Wine Down Wednesday, good music, awesome drinks, and an opportunity to make some lifelong friends. You're going to love it. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Book your stay at tjriggins.com/Hyatt.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show. With TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob. Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
All right. Yesterday, we had something very funny on the show. It was a little bit of a blooper kind of situation with a preacher ready to lead his congregation in prayer. Today's In Case You Missed It replay. Enjoy.
TJ Riggins Overtime presents In Case You Missed It. Here's a catch up from yesterday's TJ Riggins Show.
This was a terrible blunder from behind the pulpit or up on the pulpit yesterday in a church. I guess this was yesterday. It's a fella going up to lead the congregation in prayer. And it didn't go so well. Listen.
Before we begin, let's pray. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, our hearts
I love that. Heavenly farts. I mean, our hearts.
Okay, listen again.
Before we begin, let's pray. Let's pray. Heavenly farts, Heavenly Father, our hearts.
Oh no, that's bad.
How really bad is that? The person that runs the AV stuff at church put it on the internet.
True,
because that came from the feed of the church video system.
Yeah,
and somebody took that and said, "Oh, we're going to have fun at the preacher's expense today."
I wonder if he doesn't know how to edit. You know, there's probably some 18-year-old kid that just doesn't know how to.
No, I think he knew how to get it off there and go viral. That's what I think. Yeah. He's like, I'm going viral. I might have to give up this volunteer job at the church, but yeah. Who cares?
Thank you for joining us.
Oh my God. I love it.
I love it. I love it. This is TJ and Riggins.
The TJ and Riggins Show is available to stream every weekday around 7 a.m. Eastern at tjriggins.com. Stream it on your phone, on your iPad, in your car, on your laptop at work, or even from your smart home devices. You might be saying, hey, Riggins, I can't listen live. Well, that's not a problem. Listen later as a podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, Amazon Music, or at tjriggins.com. The Week in Review, Group Therapy, The Extra Funny Podcast, The TJ and Jody's House Podcast, all of your favorites every day of the week. Listen live or listen later at tjriggins.com.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Baby, let's go.
Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
So, a couple of things that are now trending. There's a book coming out about Gwyneth Paltrow. It's a biography. Now, who was asking for a Gwyneth Paltrow biography?
Nobody.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Gwyneth Paltrow, maybe. Mm. And it's like, well, write it yourself. The fact that somebody scooped you on your own book when you're Gwyneth Paltrow is a little crazy to me. But headlines keep coming out about this upcoming book. I've seen a couple already. One that she was very upset when Brad Pitt married Jennifer Aniston. Even though Gwyneth Paltrow and Brad Pitt dated years before that, I think they're just making up stuff. Because how do you fill a book about Gwyneth Paltrow? I mean, honestly.
Well, maybe she had dreams that they would get back together someday. And then that was the thing that did it in.
Who Maybe. Wouldn't dream they'd get back together with it? I mean, anybody would. I would.
Yeah. She just saw the movie F1 with Brad Pitt, and she's smitten.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. I love that.
Pitten. Yeah.
Exactly right. But yeah, I just wonder, like, who's buying the Gwyneth Paltrow book? And if you see somebody reading that next to you on a plane, you're like, what are you doing? I don't know. Just weird to me.
Yeah.
Today is National Mango Day. National Mango Day. I've had two mangoes in my life. Neither of them were very good, nor were they ripe. But I know TJ really, really doesn't like mango.
Yeah, I don't like mango flavored things, like those seltzers or and they smell when you crack it open and you go to take the first sip of it. It smells like an armpit, a sweaty armpit.
Now I love mangoes, like the fruit, but not mango flavored things.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. TJ's kind of like that about coconut. Yeah. He likes coconut flavored things, but he doesn't like eating the actual coconut. Mm-hmm. Right. So he's kind of on board with you there. And if you've ever seen Rihanna eat a mango, it's really weird. Apparently they do this in Barbados. She dips it in the ocean. And then takes a big bite out of it. After each bite, dips it back down into the beach water.
Oh, to get it salty sweet combo. Yeah,
I guess, but.
But just put salt on it.
That would be what I would do if I wanted something a little salty. I wouldn't run out to the ocean and dip it in the water.
Yeah.
That's kind of weird.
Maybe she just had it in her Yeti while she was playing on the beach and then just pulled it out and said, I'm going to go eat this in the ocean.
True.
I mean, nothing like a little sand grit in your teeth. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You got to go way out there. Yeah. So you don't get sand.
Keep going.
True. And then what else is going on today? There's a new trend on TikTok that I think is absolutely wonderful. People are calling their friends and asking them if they want to come with them to a Ja Rule concert. And then the friend goes, what are you saying?
Hey, I just wanted to know if you wanted to come to the Ja Rule concert with me tomorrow night. You're going to see Ja, what? You're going to see Ja Rule? And they're like, yeah. And just capturing their reactions and sharing them online. Love that.
Are they saying, like, you're crazy? Why would you go see Ja Rule? Or are they excited?
No. Well, it's, you know, it's funny that you say that. It's about 70-30. Most people, 70% are like, why?
Okay.
And then 30% are like actually super jazzed about it. They're ready to go see Ja Rule.
Because one of my best friends, Meredith, she is obsessed with Ja Rule. If I would call her, she'd be like, hell yeah, I'd be right there.
I'm not even gonna get a babysitter. I'll leave the baby by himself. I gotta go.
That's amazing stuff. I want to check in with TJ because we need to check in with TJ this morning. We'll do it next.
This is the TJ and Regan Show.
Book your stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful hotel with fun events like Wine Down Wednesday, good music, awesome drinks, and an opportunity to make some lifelong friends. You're going to love it. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Book your stay at tjriggins.com/Hyatt.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Baby, let's go.
Now back to the TJ and Regan Show.
So TJ has been a busy man lately, really busy. He's working two jobs. He's got a whole family. He works in the morning on the TJ and Regan Show. And then in the evening, he's got a new show. It's called the TJ Richie Show. And it airs from 7 p.m. Eastern until 9 p.m. Eastern. And it has totally thrown his world upside down. Is that fair to say?
Oh, absolutely fair. Yeah.
Probably the biggest change in your life of your adult life, right?
Yeah, because I've only worked in the mornings, and that has been my schedule for my entire career for the last, I don't know, since 1993, however long that is.
TJ actually said the other day, I said, what's like the hardest part of doing this new show? And he actually said, well, it's just being in my truck so much. Because he has to drive into the city to do his night show. And I kind of laugh. Well, it's an hour long drive, isn't it?
Yeah. It's an hour to an hour and 15 minutes going in every night. And then about 50 minutes coming home.
Now, a lot of people make that commute every day. But is there any connection to the fact that you grew up in such a small town that sitting in the car to get anywhere for a long time is so bizarre to you?
No, I think it's because every other year of my career has been traveling to and from work, even in a big city, outside of traffic hours. You know, I would be going into work, you know, say 4:30 in the morning. There's nobody on the road, and then coming home at 11 in the morning or noon or something. Nobody on the interstate. So I think that's what it is. But if that were the only job that I had and the only thing I had to do was that one thing, it wouldn't be quite as bad.
Yeah.
When I have appointments for this other job that take place in the city, then I have to go earlier and then I have to get in that traffic from wherever that place is back to the radio station. And I guess it was last Thursday or Wednesday. I was in my truck probably 5 hours total just to be, you know, working that 2 hour show because I had a meeting with clients down there and the traffic was bad. Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead, Lindsay.
I do think though, to your point, Riggins, it might be what you're used to, maybe not for TJ, but for me, I grew up in Concord. It was small. We never had traffic. So now when I'm in traffic, it is just mind-blowing. And Kyle's used to traffic. He's from Chicago. He's like, this is nothing. And I'm just like, nothing. I mean, yeah. we're just sitting, you know.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's how you grow up or what.
Well, I think Lindsay could actually help TJ out a lot because there was a couple months when Lindsay came back on the show that she was using the toll lanes every single day, whether there was traffic or not. And then she just didn't mention it to her husband and then let him handle the bill. So TJ, since Jody handles all the finances in your house, just use the toll lane and let her handle it.
I had to get in the toll lane the other day to make it in time to get to work. And I went down like maybe two exits. And the next day she goes, When did you decide to start using the toll lanes going in? I saw, you know, a couple of charges hit. Just like the next day.
Yeah. You know what the problem is? You got, you don't do it by mail. It comes out of your account immediately. That's your issue. You got to change that on the website.
Okay. Well, I'll look into that.
All right, let's go.
This is the TJ and Regan Show.
Book your stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful hotel with fun events like Wine Down Wednesday, good music, awesome drinks, and an opportunity to make some lifelong friends. You're going to love it. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Book your stay at tjriggins.com/Hyatt.
Make your company part of the new radio explosion. Go to tjriggins.com/explosion. Thank you for joining us. This is TJ and Riggins.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Regan Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
So yesterday was National Junk Food Day. And we talked about, you know, what people consider junk food, like the first thing that pops through your mind when you're thinking about junk food. But we didn't talk about what everybody's favorite junk food is. And first of all, did y'all celebrate yesterday? Did y'all eat any junk food?
Yeah.
That is correct.
Okay. I did not, because I'm on this this diet and I can't have any of that. And I'm 2 weeks sober, by the way.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I almost spit my water out when you just said that. Not that I'm surprised, it's just how you said it, like you had a problem or something.
Yeah. No, I haven't had alcohol, haven't had a beer in 2 weeks because of the program. Because remember, it's liquid bread. One beer is 2 to 3 slices of bread. It's the same.
Dagger to the heart.
Yeah, I know. But and we talked about this on this week's TJ and Jody's House podcast. I think that donuts would be my number one junk food.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because wouldn't that be considered junk food, donuts?
Yes. Yes. And I'm even picturing those little sweet 16s or the tasty cake, the miniature ones. Like, mm-hmm. to me, that's a quintessential junk food.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm talking about the big, because we went and got our son some donuts Saturday morning because it was his cheat day. I don't get cheat days yet. So they were the biggest, heaviest, and not the cake type donuts. They were still the soft, light yeast donuts, mm-hmm. and they were so big and heavy, and they just, you know, when I'm being disciplined on something, I can stick with it. And, you know, I don't cheat when I'm not supposed to cheat and all that. But that was really hard. And that's when I determined that that is my very favorite junk food item. Just a donut, just a good one.
I'm proud of you though. Cause I'm telling you, somebody dangles a donut in front of me, it's over. I mean, it's over. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, you would get in any creepy white van if they were offering you a donut, wouldn't you?
Yes. Yes. And I'm trying to teach my daughter, like, it doesn't matter what they have. Don't ever go with someone. Cause she's the same way. She's like, donut. Okay.
She's fallen victim to the Denver donut dangler. Another victim on the list.
All right. So Riggins, what would yours be?
I think it's going to be hot fries.
Oh yeah.
You know, the, like Andy Caps or mm-hmm. Chester Cheeto, whatever those hot fries. I think that's a great chunk food.
Yeah.
So great good. One.
And Funyuns.
Ooh, Funyuns great too.
Or Cheez-Its for me. Like I love Cheez-Its.
Now, do you like Cheez-It Grooves?
Yes. Okay. I like anything that says the Cheez-Its.
Yeah, Cheez-It Grooves are probably my number one favorite salty snack right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The so Cheez-It good. Grooves.
I almost see Cheez-Its as a healthy food, though. I don't even see those as junk food. I'm like, that's a cracker.
That's how I've used Slim Jims. I'm like, it's protein, though, right?
Exactly.
But yeah, that'd be a tough one for me over Funyuns and Cheez-It Grooves. It may be a tie.
Yeah.
I got to run to the kitchen real quick, y'all.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Book your stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful hotel with fun events like Wine Down Wednesday, good music, awesome drinks, and an opportunity to make some lifelong friends. You're going to love it. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Book your stay at tjriggins.com/Hyatt.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Reagan Show with TJ, Reagan's Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Lindsay, has your husband ever just flat out told you that something you were wearing did not look good on you?
No. He knows better.
Do you ask his opinion ever?
Does
this look good? Do I look fat in this? What do you think? This looks, is this cute? Whatever.
Yeah, I've definitely asked his opinion.
Now, are you just fishing for a compliment? You want to hear him talk about how great you look and whatever it is, because you don't really want his opinion if he says no, it doesn't look good.
Yeah, you're right. I don't ever want his negative opinion. I only want positive vibes only.
Yeah. Well, I saw this statistic the other day. It said 37% of spouses will tell their significant other when something they're wearing doesn't look good. Now, I think that's mostly women telling their husbands something doesn't look good. I don't know a single guy, and even the Yankee guys that I'm friends with, who, you know, they're all blunt and don't care about people's feelings and stuff. They wouldn't tell their wives that they look bad in something. You know, that outfit is just not, that's not a good looking outfit for you. You don't look good in that. Or if their wife said, hey, does this look good? And then the husband go, actually, no, that you've got way better things that make you look better than that does.
Yeah. And typically when I ask, it's this or that. It's never, do I look good in this? Because if I've got it on and I'm wearing it, I don't even care about your, I mean, I'm wearing it, you know, I don't know. I guess that sounds weird, but.
Well, there has only been one thing in all of the years I've been married, 30 years and all the years that Jody and I have known each other, that I ever said I didn't like it on her. And it was when we were first married, she used to wear these, it was the early 90s, and she wore these velvet overalls and they just didn't. They didn't touch her anywhere. They just look like, you know, like when a clown puts on overalls and it's built in with a belly and stuff. Yeah. So it doesn't touch his body and it just kind of moves on its own. That's what these overalls look like. Even at that, I think I waited until she wasn't really wearing them anymore.
Yeah.
You know, to say, I'm glad you're not wearing those. Cause I didn't, that's the only thing you've ever put on that I didn't think looked good on you.
It's like a big trash bag.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
But ever since then, but she'll ask my opinion. Does this look okay, or do I need to go, you know, change? And I honestly, you know, I'm not just giving her an answer to make her feel good. I honestly think it looks great on her, whatever it is. But if she does ask my opinion, this or that, I'll say whichever one I think.
Yeah.
But now, if Kyle tells you something. He goes, oh, I like those shoes better, you know, as long as you're asking. Do you automatically go, okay, well, these will be the ones that I wear? Or do you still wrestle it over in your mind?
There's been times where he's said what he likes and I wear the other one. But typically, I go with what he says.
Oh.
But I will say, I know fashion better, so sometimes I don't even know why I'm asking him.
His name's Kyle. I mean, it's not like, you know, Chanel or, you know.
Yeah, he's a bro. I mean, you know. Right,
but you want to please your husband and make sure that you look the best for him?
Yeah, I guess.
No, you don't. Stop.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Book your stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful hotel with fun events like Wine Down Wednesday, good music, awesome drinks, and an opportunity to make some lifelong friends. You're going to love it. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Book your stay at tjriggins.com/Hyatt.
Subscribe to all the shows at tjriggins.com and never miss the latest episodes. Thank you for joining us. This is TJ and Reagan's. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
So this is a little disturbing. A 61-year-old man has died in New York after he was sucked into an MRI machine.
Yeah.
He was apparently, again, he's 61. He was in what they call an unauthorized MRI room. And while the scan was in progress, he entered the room and he was wearing what they call a very large chain around his neck. And he was sucked into the machine and EMTs arrived. They took him to the hospital and he unfortunately did pass away. I had no idea.
Yeah,
I know they tell you, obviously don't have, you know, you can't wear jewelry and things like that. I didn't realize the severity of that warning.
Yeah, well, and the chain being as big as it was, and then the story that I saw, because we talked about this the other night when it had first happened, that he was wearing a huge chain. He heard his loved one who was getting an MRI screaming or something, and he started to run in to check on him, and they told him, don't go in. You cannot go in there. You can't go in there. And then he ran in anyway, and it sucked him. Because that's just a giant magnet. That whole MRI machine is a huge magnet.
Oh, my God.
And that's why they go over it and over it and over it before you have an MRI done. You're not wearing any metal, right? You don't have any jewelry. You don't have any, you know, because it's that dangerous.
I can't picture. I've had an MRI. So, it like, in the tunnel thing, you know, in the.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, he got sucked in. I'm trying to picture how that even happens.
Well, he got pulled by that chain into where the, you know, magnets are on the machine. And I didn't see this, but I'm guessing that it probably, you know, cut into his throat and and that sort of stuff. But he didn't die immediately. He was still alive Friday night. He was still alive.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah, he did pass away at the hospital. Mm-hmm. But there's so many questions. The investigation is ongoing, but they're trying to figure out, like, how is that door unlocked? Like, how are you even able to access the room?
Yeah.
A lot of questions there. So it's just an unfortunate situation, but people are discussing it on the internet,
mm-hmm.
the way things go.
And, you know, it's just men shouldn't be wearing jewelry is another thing to learn from this.
Is that what
men don't need necklaces and that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. A wedding ring and a watch. That's all a man needs. Mm-hmm.
And you wear a rubber ring. I mean, you're really taking it to the next level. No metal on you.
Nope. MRI machine's not getting TJ.
No, sir. No, ma'am. And then something much more lighthearted. Today is National Hammock Day. National Hammock Day. Now, you'll remember that TJ says Louisiana people, they don't fool with hammocks. Because when you want to lay out in a hammock, it's in the summer, and that's just not a possibility, right?
No, it's just way too hot and humid and too many bugs flying. Yeah. Where do you hang it? You hang it between two trees and there are bugs all in there. And
you know, Ace loved a hammock. And I always wondered, I said, how did he end up loving a hammock? Because I know you guys weren't using them in Louisiana. Like, where did he fall in love with a hammock? But he talked about it all the time.
I don't know. I have no idea. Because nobody I knew had a hammock.
No. No.
Now, did he have an actual hammock or did he just dream about being in a hammock?
No, when he got grown, he wanted a hammock. He had hammocks. Yeah.
Loved him. Weird. Absolutely loved him. A wife has gone viral for saying one of the most insensitive things about her husband. I'll tell you what it is next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Book your stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful hotel with fun events like Wine Down Wednesday, good music, awesome drinks, and an opportunity to make some lifelong friends. You're going to love it. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Book your stay at tjriggins.com/Hyatt.
Now back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
There's a woman who has gone viral on the internet because she has gotten married to the love of her life. She is a millennial and they're having a great time, but she went on the internet to talk about how here's her quote. Every time I see my engagement ring, I want to cry. What her husband did, he went and got a custom ring made at a jewelry store. And she says, it's nothing like what I would have picked. It doesn't speak to me. It doesn't represent me. And now every time I see it,
I want to cry. Now, for the record, this ring is a monster. It's big. I don't know what that would cost you. Many, many thousands of dollars, but it's round and it's got like a silver, white, gold band on it. And now she's asking strangers on the internet how to deal with the fact that she hates her huge diamond engagement ring so much that she cries every time she sees it. Oh. God forbid that her husband somehow finds out about this, you know, based on she's sharing pictures of the ring. It's all over the internet. He's going to find out, I would imagine, if, especially if you were the one that created it, you're going to know, oh, that's the ring I made for her. Mm-hmm.
But does she say that she hasn't told him that?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's keeping it to herself.
Guaranteed he knows. Guaranteed. If she's this vocal on the internet, she's vocal in her house.
Mm-hmm. Should I suffer in silence? Oh, that's what she asks. Should I suffer in silence?
What should I do about it? Put out, just slapped.
Well, look, he should have paid attention enough to, there's no way she's never told him what type of ring that she likes.
True.
Now, for her to say all of this stuff and be as hyperbolic as she's being about it and all that, well, let's assume that it's all true and it's not just some sort of a made up skit. Then she's going about it the wrong way, but he should have paid attention more to what she likes. And if he were going to get something made, he should have gotten something made that falls into the category of the things that she's told him that she would want.
I didn't expect you to have that opinion, TJ. That's surprising.
Yeah. I mean, she's being ridiculous about it, but he shouldn't just not know what kind of ring that she wants.
True.
What if they didn't discuss it though? What if he, I don't know. What if they like
Lindsay?
I know you're right. If someone like this, she's discussing it.
If anything came up about, you know, maybe they were being serious with each other and might think about marriage and all, unless it was just out of the blue and they've never even discussed getting married in the slightest, then maybe she would have never told him what kind of ring she likes. But if even on, you know, one date, they start talking about, you know, marriages and weddings and stuff like that, she would have been talking about what kind of ring that she likes.
He needs to divorce her. I think that's the answer. I think that's it. That's the only answer for this.
Or he could go over to our friends from R. Gregory Jewelers. They specialize in custom jewelry. rgregoryjewelers.com. That was a plug. But
they would never steer her wrong.
They would never steer him wrong. But a lot of people say that she's just robbing her fiance of the opportunity to make things right by suffering in silence. Quote unquote.
You're taking it away from him.
Absolutely.
Hurting him.
Okay. You're hurting him. Love it.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Book your stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful hotel with fun events like Wine Down Wednesday, good music, awesome drinks, and an opportunity to make some lifelong friends. You're going to love it. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Book your stay at tjriggins.com/Hyatt.
What is new radio? New radio is
streaming everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So I found this article the other night, and it was talking about how much these women are making, as the kids say, with a side hustle. Ooh. Which, you know, I've never used that terminology other than in jest, somebody's side hustle. Cause I always thought hustle seemed like something illegal, mm-hmm. you know, yeah. like the, you know, people doing stuff on the street, like as a scam or something, that was a hustle.
Yeah.
Not just another job. So as a side job, these women are making a lot of money. And then Lindsay, you can tell me if you would have ever considered this, but, they're selling their breast milk online. And making, I think it's like $40 an ounce or something.
Mm-hmm. I actually have a friend that did this. She sold it to people in need. Mm-hmm. I mean, and they'd pay a lot of money for it. I unfortunately, how do I say this? Could not do it. Just
Yeah.
I mean, would I have? Yeah.
And my wife was the same way. It never developed in, you know, for her to be able to feed the children that way.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Well, not our children anyway.
Not yours. Not your own.
But these women are making more of their money off of bodybuilders than they are people in need.
Oh, got it. That's weird.
Mm-hmm.
But if it makes good money, I mean.
Yeah. I mean, this one woman, I think she said she had made $400,000 on the side selling breast milk.
That's insane.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I would absolutely do that if I could. I mean, it's nasty, but I don't care what you do with it.
Right. But I don't know why bodybuilders find it to be so helpful to, I guess because it's, you know, the vitamins and whatnot that it has in it. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. The proteins in it, you can gain a lot of weight quicker, but do mm-hmm. is that what they're wanting to do?
I don't know, because I have never seen a really muscled up newborn.
So, true, just fat ones, yeah.
I don't know if it actually builds muscle in people or not, because I've never seen any babies that, you know, were just shredded.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Mm-hmm. There's something to it.
Mm-hmm.
Because they wouldn't just do that, right? Oh.
Well, I mean, you never know what kind of fetish eye there are out there and stuff like that. But then again, do you care if you're trying to just make money off of it?
But it's the same thing. I mean, I put that in the same category a little bit, like OnlyFans, like just doing the feed or something.
Yeah.
And people are like, I don't really care what people do with it. But if you know what they're doing with it, it does make mm-hmm. it worse. I mean,
yeah.
You know, it's easy to say, I don't care what someone's doing with it, but a little bit. Yeah. I mean,
What kind of beverages could you buy with that kind of money, though? I mean, Dom Perignon.
Right.
With that kind of money. No,
thank you. TJ, Riggins, and Lindsay want to thank you for listening.
Let's go!
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Book your stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful hotel with fun events like Wine Down Wednesday, good music, awesome drinks, and an opportunity to make some lifelong friends. You're going to love it. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Book your stay at tjriggins.com/Hyatt.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show. With TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob. Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
So, there is a restaurant in China. It's a Chinese restaurant. But in China, they just call it a restaurant. They're being slammed for this special that they've got going. It costs $150 for this four-course meal. But as part of the meal, you get all the food and everything, and you get to snuggle with lion cubs. Oh.
Yes, please.
I love it. Yeah. I want to do it. I don't want to go to China to do it, but I want to do that.
Right. I don't even think I need the meal with the snuggling. I think I just need a good snuggle.
So you'd pay $150 to go in and snuggle with a tiger cub?
Yeah, because I don't know if I'd even like the food.
I guarantee you won't. Like, there's no way that food is good.
No way.
You can't focus on having a great restaurant and dealing with tigers or lions. There's no way.
So are y'all of the belief that you wouldn't like authentic Chinese food in China? You only like Americanized version of Chinese food?
That's correct.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I've tried it and.
Oh, that's right. You went over there mm-hmm. for a day.
It's not my thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you'll get down with some sesame chicken and fried rice.
All day.
You know, here in US America. Yeah, I get it.
All day.
Because I've had some food in Mexico that I didn't like nearly as much as what I like as Tex-Mex or California Mexican, something like that.
Totally.
So I get it. But I don't know. I don't know if they're getting slammed from animal rights people or they're getting slammed from people saying you don't need to have animals in the restaurant getting hair all over everybody's food and stuff. Because they do shed, I would assume.
Yeah.
Like, what's their grade rating? What's their food rating?
I don't know if they even have that in China.
Yeah, I don't know. They're like, yeah, we found a hair in the soup. Like,
but Lindsay, how much seriously would you pay? What's the top price you would pay? Like, say you were in an auction and the auction item was to go and spend an hour on the floor with a couple of tiger cubs, petting them and holding them and snuggling them and all that. What would you seriously pay for that?
I mean, I would seriously pay up to $50.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I wouldn't pay over that.
I figured like if it's at an auction or something and you get that experience, you'd pay $1,000 for it.
No, 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 no. I would seriously pay 50, maybe 100 if it was going to a good cause.
I bet you'd pay more than that, wouldn't you, Riggins?
I'd pay maybe $1,000 to hang out with a lion cub. Yeah, absolutely.
But there's people in town that you can pay $20 for and do that.
Not in my town. I don't know where you live.
actually, it is your town.
Is it?
It's very close to your town.
$20? I'll pay that. I'd rather hate
town. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but yeah. I don't know if they let you get down on the floor and snuggle with them though, do they? For an hour? You get that for $20 an hour?
Yeah, I think me and Riggin's ex-girlfriend went to long time ago, y'all were dating, went to somewhere and we got to pet giraffes and snuggle with tigers.
Okay, yeah, that's the place.
It's like $20.
I must have been sick that day.
And Lindsay, want to thank you for listening.
Let's go!
This is the TJ and Riggin Show. Prime Plus members get extra, extra funny, commercial-free versions of all the shows and more. Sign up at tjriggins.com. Thank you for joining us. This is TJ and Riggins. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
Not once in my life have I ever said, gosh, I would love to live in Massachusetts, but... Ooh. I'm starting to change my mind because there's a guy, his name's Paul. He just won the lottery twice in one day. He went and picked up some kind of Powerball ticket on July 9th and he didn't match all the numbers, but he ended up winning $1 million.
Hmm.
10 minutes. He drove 10 minutes and went and picked up another lottery ticket. Cause he just said it felt like my lucky day. And he won over there too. Not the Powerball, different lottery. But another $1 million. He became a millionaire in a day based on two winning lottery tickets.
Wow, that's crazy.
That is crazy.
It's totally crazy. He says he doesn't know what he's going to do with the money yet. Although after taxes and stuff like that, it'll probably be less than $1 million.
Yeah, it'll be about 13,000.
Might be about 13,000 in Massachusetts. I don't know how far that'll get you. Maybe rent for a couple months. But still, somebody there's something in the water up there. That's super lucky.
And you still have that accent. You know,
good point, Lindsay.
Yeah,
I didn't think about that. Yeah. Boston, pack the car. Well, the Mega Millions drawing happens tonight. It's up to like $115 million. So
I think the Powerball's over $200 million now.
Is it?
Yeah. Unless somebody won this past Saturday night. I don't know.
They do a drawing for the Powerball, I think, on Monday nights. So somebody might have won last night.
Okay.
I'm not sure. But yeah, a lot of money at stake these days. And this guy's just winning lottery all over the place. Love that for him.
Lucky.
Absolutely. And then China is in the news. They announced this about a year ago, but China said they were going to ban OnlyFans. And pretty much everybody was on board in the country. Everybody was like, good. It's not good for our society. We want it gone. Well, a couple of days ago, it actually went into effect. And you can no longer access OnlyFans, whether you're a creator or a subscriber. Those are the cleaned up words, you know, yeah. A creator or a subscriber.
not a pervert and a.
Okay, so no more OnlyFans.
No more OnlyFans. So TJ, this might be something you and China can get on the same page with.
Yeah.
Would you like to see OnlyFans banned in America, or do you think that's a infringing on the rights of free people?
No, I don't think it needs to be banned. I think it needs to be tightened up, mm-hmm. you know, as far as people who can access it and all of that kind of stuff. I don't think it should be banned because of that reason, because of free speech and that sort of thing.
Sure.
I think it should be banned. I don't want my kids ever knowing about it. You know, forget free speech. Let's just get rid of free speech.
Yeah. Oh, TJ, there you go. Get rid of free speech, ban OnlyFans, and you don't want your kids to see it. Well, that's fair enough. No.
Yeah. I would have never said that. If I didn't have kids, I don't care what you do.
It needs to be regulated more, you know, to make sure that, you know, extra steps to make sure kids can't access it and all of that stuff.
Right.
Tough business out there. Mm-hmm. And then don't forget, tomorrow night, Lindsay's going to be on her show, Lindsay Look, and she'll have a special guest at 7 p.m. Eastern. And that special guest is TJ's wife, Jody. It's very exciting, isn't it, Lindsay?
I've never been more excited.
They're going to do everything. And they're going to, well, that's really all we know. They're going to do everything.
So. Everything and nothing.
Everything and nothing. So get excited for that tomorrow night.
This is the TJ and Regan Show.
Book your stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful hotel with fun events like Wine Down Wednesday, good music, awesome drinks, and an opportunity to make some lifelong friends. You're going to love it. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Book your stay at tjriggins.com/Hyatt.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Thank you.
Now, back to the TJ and Regan Show.
There's a woman who is Lindsay. She is Lindsay, and I can tell she's a mom of two children, and they are the ages of like 15, 16. And I thought, oh my gosh, this has Lindsay written all over it. And I sympathize with any young mother like Lindsay who has to endure the pain of watching their kids get older and feel like you're losing a grip on their lives and watching them go off to school. I know that can't be easy. I'm kind of joking, but I know that's probably difficult to watch them have go into school.
Yeah.
And you kind of just lose a little bit of control on them. I get that. Mm-hmm. Well, there's one woman that has a solution to all this. She says, now that her boys are teenagers, she says once a week, I make them do something with me, whether they want to or not. And this was recommended to her by her family therapist. Says you just got to force them into doing things. So last week it was, we're all going to learn a TikTok dance and we're going to post it on the internet. That's what we're going to do this week. The next week it might be, hey, I don't care what your plans are. You're coming to Costco with me and we're going to do our shopping trip. And she says at first the boys were not into it and they kind of fought her on it. But she said, I don't care. I'm their parent until they're adults and out of the house. I can make them do whatever I want them to do.
True.
I get that. That is true. You can make them do whatever you want. They are children. But is that the best way to keep them close to you? Or is it just like, lady, you need to give them some space or else you're going to ruin a relationship that you could have with them way down the line by doing this crazy stuff?
I see both sides. I see both sides, but she is me. I am her. I will do that. But I do think you can push them away to the point of like, you know, you're crazy, but I think my kids already think I'm nuts. So I don't know.
I think it's great.
Yeah.
I think it's great. Yes. Because you know, forcing family time when, you know, you're the parent, you're the one, you know, you can't sit back and go, oh, well, our family is just not close because the boys are always doing their thing. And then we don't see each other. We don't eat meals together. Well, you're in control. You're in control of the house. So if you want more family time, you want your family to be closer, then you have to say, we're going to do it. And, I don't, did it say why the whole family's in therapy?
It didn't. And I thought that was odd. Like, if everything's perfectly fine, why are you at a therapist's office all the time?
Because that's a trend. Like I always say, everybody under 40 is in therapy of some way or another, because they've been taught, you know, by society that you have to be in therapy. Even when you have a good life and you're happy, go to therapy. It'll make it better even. Right. And, you know, that's a marketing, you know, indoctrination to get more people to spend money on the mental health industry. But we're going to eat dinner together every night. So put your video games up, you know, get out of your rooms. We're all going to eat dinner together every night. That's what parents do.
Yeah.
Did you and Jody do that?
Yeah.
Put your foot down in that way, forcing them to do things with you.
Yeah.
You did.
Yeah. Yeah. But they always wanted to do stuff with us because I'm so damn cool.
Oh, of course. yeah, I mean,
uh-huh.
We want to hang out with Dad. Why would we not?
Exactly. He's smart kid. Than all of our young friends.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Subscribe to all the shows at tjriggins.com and never miss the latest episodes. Yeah. Thank you for joining us. This is TJ and Riggins. TJ and Riggins. What is new radio? New radio is
streaming everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Well, the TSA is doing something new. Now that you don't have to take your shoes off when you go through, they're trying to make, you know, your getting through security even faster. But I don't know if this is going to make it faster or just make it faster for some people and then make it slower for others, because they have announced that they are opening or going to be having dedicated family lanes at the security checkpoints.
Ooh, good idea.
So they're only available at a few major airports to start, like Orlando, Charlotte Douglas, Daniel K. something in Hawaii, and John Wayne Airport in Orange County, California. More will be added in the coming months. The TSA says the new family lanes are supposed to help mitigate the unique challenges families face when traveling and minimize stress while maintaining the highest level of security. However, I don't know. Wait, let's see. They'll also offer discounted TSA pre-check rates for families, $15 off.
Oh.
And they've been adding honor lanes for the military community. Okay, so I don't know if this is supposed to make, you know, they say make getting through security faster for everybody and all that. So I don't know if it's like when they add toll lanes to an interstate, if it's going to make things faster for everybody the way it does in that situation, which it's made things faster for people who will pay the toll fees, but everybody else it's made slower because you took lanes away that could have been used by everybody to give them to carpoolers and people who pay the toll fees.
True.
So is this going to make everybody who doesn't have kids with them slower?
Well, if it's what I'm thinking of, we just traveled a couple weeks ago and there was a brand new lane at the very end and they were just shoveling families together in that lane.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know at the time it was something different that they had done, but it made us go quicker, but everyone else was still waiting.
Maybe it'll make everybody else go quicker because you're not in their same lane, taking up more time with your little brats. True. True. I'm kidding.
TJ, Riggins, and Lindsay want to thank you for listening.
Let's go!
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Book your stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful hotel with fun events like Wine Down Wednesday. Good music, awesome drinks, and an opportunity to make some lifelong friends. You're going to love it. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Book your stay at tjriggins.com/Hyatt.
New radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show. With TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D Rob. Now back to the TJ and Riggins Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Okay. I saw this story at the end of last week, and it is incredible. There's a 15-year-old girl in Florida, and she was out hanging with her friends. You know, it's summer. They're down at the creek. You know, she's wading around in waist-deep water. And what bites her? Lindsay, any idea? Florida in a creek? In a creek? An alligator. Good.
Okay. But, I mean, just a little bite?
No, an alligator latches onto her leg. She tells the story that her instincts kicked in and she started punching it and a wailing on it, just, you know, and got it to let go. And she was trying to get out of the water, grabbed her again and took her under the water. Mm-hmm. And she came back up and was fighting it off again. And then it let go of her and her leg is just, you know, it's been in an alligator's mouth twice now. So, she says she has a guy that's one of her friends. He had to come down there and pick her up and carry her out of the water and up the embankment because the embankment was steep and the alligator couldn't get up there. But meanwhile, she had a friend who's a girl that didn't get bitten or anything, but was freaking out so much. She didn't know what to do. So this boy grabs both of them and carries them up this embankment. And, she's just telling the news channel. She's just talking like it was just, you know, no big deal. And, but everybody's talking about how heroic and how brave and all she is, which is true. But the, you know, the boy that carried two girls up an embankment to get them out of an alligator's path, he's barely gotten a mention in the whole thing.
Bless his heart.
Yeah.
He's the real winner.
Well, I mean, to stand there and fight off an alligator, I mean, you got to be pretty tough and pretty brave to do that. But,
sure,
you know, they should be, you know, putting both of them on the news and saying, you know, this dynamic duo.
Yeah.
And then put the camera on the other girl and go, she wasn't worth anything in this thing. She just got in the way.
She's a loser.
No, kid.
You didn't help me at all.
But yeah, I just wonder what I would have been like in that situation. You know? Say that's you, Lindsay, and I'm your friend. And, you know, I would have run and told everybody, Lindsay just got killed by an alligator.
I don't know what happened.
She was alive when I left, but I'm sure she is dead by now.
For sure.
This is TJ Riggins Extra Funny. Prime Plus members get extra, extra funny, commercial-free versions of all the shows and more. Sign up at tjriggins.com. Thank you for joining us. This is TJ and Riggins. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
Khloe Kardashian has officially announced, has revealed that she was, in fact, using Photoshop for a lot of her pictures in the last 10 years.
Oh, really? She did.
I guess that's breaking news, but she revealed it on her podcast called Khloe in Wonderland. I would have loved to have been in that room when they were just picking a name. But she said, yeah, there's just a lot of pressure, especially when you're the sister of these two, you know, other beautiful women. She said, there's a lot of pressure to look the same as them. And, you know,
Who hasn't used Photoshop is my point, though. Who cares?
Yeah, and did we need her to admit to it to know? You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. Right. She said she was using Photoshop, and she said she ended up making herself look like a cartoon character. My question is, do you mean Photoshop or do you mean Facetune? Because I don't believe that any of the Kardashian sisters can use actual Photoshop. It's pretty hard to use. I think she's using the wrong word. I don't know. Maybe
I think it's just a generic term like Photoshop. But yeah, it's definitely Facetune. And who didn't use it 10 years ago when it just came out? Because, I mean, I would sit there and Facetune the crap out of my photos. If you saw someone next to me that was way bigger than what they look like and I was skinnier, I was doing that skinny filter. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, squeezing in on like, the the representative Hakeem Jeffries did the other day. He was leaned up on a bench and the bench looked like it had been stretched like silly putty. Yeah. Because he had put his love handles in.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what it does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, we know now not to do that, but 10 years, you know, whenever it came out, we were like, this is genius.
What do you mean we know not to do that? You don't do that anymore?
No, I hadn't done that in a decade. But when Facetune came out, it was the thing to make yourself slimmer, but you're going to make the people next to you bigger.
Yeah, because
I'm okay with that.
When it squeezes you, it stretches the things around you. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know you had retired the old editing of the photos.
I haven't done it in a long time. I mean, listen, should I? Absolutely. But I don't have that kind of time or whatever, patience. And it looks fake. I mean,
yeah, you know. Some people like fake. So I don't know. Yeah, I don't know that Chloe needed to reveal that. And I don't know why it's making headlines, because that would, you'd assume that nobody knew it already. And I just don't think that's the case.
Or they would be, duh.
Yeah.
Duh.
Didn't nobody ever thought you didn't.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So there's a guy that's gone viral because he had booked a date with a young woman on Tinder. Everything was going great until it wasn't. And it was bad. I'm going to share the story coming up next.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Where are these huge discounts on great products? The deals page at tjriggins.com. Check it out. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Yeah.
Get the latest extra funny episode at tjriggins.com, all major podcast platforms, and on YouTube. Thank you for joining us.
In 3, 2, 1.
This is TJ and Riggins.
Book your stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful hotel with fun events like Wine Down Wednesday, good music, awesome drinks, and an opportunity to make some lifelong friends. You're going to love it. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Book your stay at tjriggins.com/Hyatt.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Baby, let's go.
Now back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
This is too funny. There are two Gen Z people who have connected over Tinder and they're hitting it off. They're both like young, attractive people and they're hitting it off and they're talking a lot. And she's like, I just felt like such a connection with him and I couldn't wait for our first date. And they're talking all the way up until date night, which was Saturday night. They were going to go to a little restaurant bar in the city. She was like, I put on my outfit. I got my hair done. Like, she was excited for it. And he texts her an hour before the date and says, just like a simple question, are you more of a cocktail or a beer kind of girl? And she said, well, actually, I don't drink at all. I can't drink. I have like this little medical condition. It's never allowed me to drink. And he responds with like almost immediately. And he said, well, yeah, then we probably should just cancel. Because she couldn't have a beer or a cocktail.
Oh, wow.
And everybody responding, and she's sharing this story on social media all over the place. And people are like, okay, well, the guy is clearly an alcoholic or he's got some sort of addiction issues if he can't stand the thought of going out with somebody who doesn't want a beer or a cocktail.
I think there are a lot of people like that.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Is it because they don't think they can mesh with somebody who just doesn't drink? Like, what's why?
Because they think it's going to hold them back from having the fun of drinking. You know, I mean, if you're with somebody who doesn't drink, even though they say, it doesn't bother me if you drink, it's fine with me. But it's still in your mind that they may be judging you or that you're drinking alone or it's not as much fun if the person you're hanging out with isn't drinking at the same time. You know, any of those types of things.
And I, for one, I mean, I can talk about it because obviously I didn't drink when I was pregnant. So I know that when you're sober and you're around a drunk person, it's annoying. So if I were her, I wouldn't want to be, I'd be like, okay, cool. Like, let's cancel. Mm-hmm. If that, yeah.
Yeah. If he's just looking to go get ripped.
Yeah.
That's what people are assuming, that he's probably just a rager, but you would pick up on that if you had been talking a lot before the date start. You would kind of get a sense of like how he likes to party or likes to hang out and be entertained. Yeah. So,
and I would think she would have already told him she doesn't drink before it was the day of the date.
You would kind of think that, right? That would come up at least in casual conversation. Like, oh, by the way, I don't even drink.
Yeah.
But she tried to make it okay. And she said, I'll find something. He was like, don't worry about it. It's canceled.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty harsh.
It is harsh. Did her a favor, though.
Probably did her a favor.
Hey, let's go.
This is the TJ and Regan Show.
Ooh, ladies, I just saw the new Eric Javits hat fall line, and I am so excited. You're going to be looking so cute this fall and winter. I want at least 3 to 5, minimal. So go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ for 20% off.